mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Well, welcome home, family. It's your mom and dad. And what's two up? New bombshells have entered the villa, and it's us.
Yo, what's cracking? You won't make out with anyone, but we'll give you high fives and maybe a little advice down the road.
Can you imagine? We're the two new bombshells. We walk in, we're like, we're married and we're almost middle-aged.
We're old enough to be your
parents, practically.
I mean, you know, a couple of years from being your parents. So good to be here.
Definitely old enough to be some of their parents.
That's true. Like, biologically pulled off. Yeah, for sure. You know.
Oh, no.
Nothing would make me feel older than hanging out with these people. I would just feel. Yeah, I mean, you ever like, yeah. Sometimes, like, you're around family or something and someone's like 20 and you're like, I'm 100.
I know. When I realize, when they're like, wow, you still use that slang, that verbiage. And I'm like, yikes. I was out recently and dancing with some of my friends, and my millennialness hit me hard because there were numerous comments about how I dance like a millennial.
I'm right.
Oh, no. It's just like,
dang. But see, I don't even know how young people dance now.
I don't either. But I do know
how our age dances and older.
Well, I was gonna say, you know how our parents age dance. Like, you know,
it's all just,
it's here, it's here, a lot, like, of this, and it's here and
a lot
here
of hands.
And you know how our parents dance. So the people who are like on this show see people our age and they go, well, you know how millennials dance. And I'm like, oh no. Two new bombshells have entered the villa.
Oh my gosh.
Family, today we are starting our recaps. We are recapping the premiere of Love Island USA season 7. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm hooked.
The intro was insane.
One episode in and I'm hooked. I was hooked during the intro song. Are you telling me?
The production quality is out of control.
Are you telling me this show has the budget to not just do an intro? We have a full-fledged music video.
And not only a music video, like, I will say this, like, working, like, there's ways of making music videos that aren't very expensive, right?
Sure,
it's like,
sure.
Okay, how many versions of just someone singing a song?
Yeah, you're in the industry. Tell us.
So annoying. So annoying. No, but, like, the budget was a Barbie movie.
It was like
a Barbie movie.
It's like, I mean, where's,
we're talking
Margot
buses
Robbie?
With 50 people. Yeah. The camera quality, the lighting, the editing is insane. Like, insane quality.
You know what all I could think about was? Is the pressure of being one of the contestants. Because I'm like, okay, I volunteer to go on this show where I'm probably going to get famous and I flirt and I make out with people, blah, blah, blah. It's all happening pretty much almost live, right? This is all very exciting. And then they say, hey, we've got one day and we're shooting a music video. You have to learn choreo. Like, family, I am not, my millennial dance moves, I am no dancer.
Right.
If all of a sudden I was like, yeah, I'm on a reality TV show, and they go, by the way, you have to do choreo for the intro. Full panic, full sweating, absolutely losing my mind. And they all did a great job,
they
by the
did,
way.
And they kind of like captured the whole Barbie and Ken thing too.
Yeah.
The guys were doing like drum, they were like doing silly drum moves, and then the girls are just like, like doing like scuba vibes. Like, it was like incredible. Like, whoever directed
Barbie.
That was amazing.
It was serving Barbie.
Everyone was like singing the words too, which I thought was funny because that was unnecessary. Right.
Well, like, but that's what made it a music video.
But I'm just
video.
Saying, it's funny how, like, they said you should start singing the words because it totally changed the energy.
Yes.
Because if they were just dancing, it can kind of just feel like a show. But them singing into the camera completely changed the energy.
Full music video. I'm so curious how long it took them to shoot that.
I mean, that's serious.
I mean, I just couldn't even believe the production quality of this show, not to nerd out.
It's
but
crazy.
But in recent days, been on a set or two with the kiddo, and my admiration for, like, the crews who do this type of thing is through the roof, like the amount of work it takes. So all I'm sitting there thinking about is how long did it take for them to shoot this music video under high pressure? The other thing I couldn't stop thinking about was Ian, yes. who is our voiceover yes. king, which comes direct from the OG Love Island UK. He just makes the show so much better.
And I feel like it's super essential to the vibe because I yes. want to say, did early America Love Island not have him?
I don't know.
But it's like, I will say his voice.
It's essential.
Is like what makes it feel like Love Island. It's essential.
But all I could think about was the talent that it takes. They're having to film and edit these within like 24 hours, these episodes, because it's only happening right. a few days ahead of time. That also we have voiceover King Ian coming into a sound booth and having to do full voiceovers, writers in the writing room panicking. Yeah. He's having to do improv. Like the behind the scenes of this show is like nothing we've ever seen before.
It's insane.
Like Bachelor, get your shit together.
It truly.
This is a masterclass of production.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And I gotta say, I enjoy the fact that it's like pseudo live because yes. we've never, like, every one of the shows we always recap is like
months.
It's done. So yeah. you're kind of avoiding spoilers. You're hoping to not flip on Instagram and see.
Yes.
They're divorced now. Mm. And you're like, shit, I literally just met. You know what I mean? And like, I'm watching, you know, this show and then I know they're not even together anymore yeah. or they have a kid or something. And you're like, what? So it's really nice to know that like no one knows what's happening.
I know. It's nice. Such a treat. Okay. So family, a couple things. Number one, like y'all know, we're diving into Love Island. Today, we are just covering the premiere episode.
Yeah, the 2-hour
premiere.
So
the way this is going to work for us mm-hmm. Is that when we put out these recaps, we'll always be like an episode or two behind.
Right.
So when you're listening to this, guess what? We don't know what happened in this episode that happened last night. So,
and chances are you didn't either, unless you're keeping up with this.
Which, shout out if you are.
Shout out if you are. But we're probably going to be on the similar
So
train
we're
here.
Not going to be getting spoiled. We're just going to be watching each episode as we watch them. Yeah. And you'll see which episode we're covering in the title. And that's all we know. So as just as a heads up, that's all we know going yeah. in. So we're only covering the premiere episode in this recap. And next week. Well, OK, so here's a little behind the scenes
yeah.
Family moment for you all, family. We had a little bit of a surprise. A very exciting surprise, and I can't get into the details, but our kiddo got called back for something very, very exciting. I'll tell you, when she found out she got called back for it, it was immediate waterworks. She yeah. was sobbing. She's so excited. But while you're listening to this, right after we record this, we're hopping on a plane and we are heading to New York.
Mm-hmm.
We are heading to New York with our kiddo for a couple days for her to live out her dreams. So that's very exciting. We'll let you know when we have more info about that. Not going to cry. Or even crying. But we're going to be in New York. So next week, you can tune in. We'll be dropping episodes next week because we'll be in New York for a couple days. We're dropping episodes on Wednesday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And our Wednesday episode will cover 3 or 4 of the Love Island episodes. Same thing with the Friday episodes.
Yes.
3 or 4 of the episodes.
We'll split the week up.
We're going to split the week up. So again, we'll always be like an episode or two behind in our recaps where we won't know. But I feel like that's pretty good.
I feel like
considering
that's really
all
good.
The episodes coming out, we'll only be like an episode or two behind.
And unless you're watching every single night, you'll probably yeah. be right with us where like you have a couple episodes under your belt.
So that's the tea. That's yes, the 411. So I think we should just get directly
Absolutely.
Into this.
This was such a good episode. It was insane.
I'm hooked. Yeah. I looked at Evan as soon as the episode was over and I'm like, I'm hooked.
Action packed. They kept it moving. They did not let it sleep for 1 second.
I was actually so bummed that the next episode wasn't out yet. I wanted to keep watching,
yeah,
which is just...
Which is what you want.
Just true energy of a great reality TV show.
Let's get into it.
But let's get into it. First, though, we got to take a quick pause. So, like I mentioned, our daughter has some very fun stuff maybe coming up. But something that didn't used to be fun was trying to get her to take her vitamins. She either used to say that she thought that the vitamins we gave her tasted gross, or the other option was the mass of other kids' vitamins, which are basically candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy additives. We didn't want to give those to her, but That is why Hiya created a super-powered chewable vitamin. Since discovering Hiya, Ember now loves taking her vitamins. It's the first thing she asks for in the morning because they actually taste good. While many children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar, which is known to contribute to a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with zero sugar and zero gummy additives. Yet, like I said, it tastes great and it's perfect for your picky eaters. Ember loves her Hiya vitamins, okay? And by the way, you get this cool bottle with your first order, and then they send you eco-friendly refills every month. And Ember's first bottle came with all these stickers, so she was able to decorate her own bottle herself, which made her even more thrilled about taking her vitamins every single morning because it had like that personalization feeling to it. They're just amazing. She's always so thrilled to take her daily Hiya vitamins.
Yeah, Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a great taste that they love too. It's formulated with the help of pediatricians and nutritional experts, and Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals to help support immune system, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and much more. Hiya is designed for kids 2 and up and sent straight to your door, so parents have one less thing to worry about.
Oh, yes, yeah. I love that. And are you tired of battling with your kids to eat their greens? Hiya now has Kids Daily Greens Plus Superfoods, a chocolate-flavored greens powder designed specifically for kids, packed with 55 plus whole food ingredients to support brain power, development, and digestion. All you have to do, just scoop, shake, and sip with milk or any non-dairy beverage for a delicious and nutritious boost. Your kids will actually enjoy. We love to see it. And we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/mom and dad. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to HiyaHealth.com/mom and dad, HiyaHealth.com/mom and dad, and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. All right, let's get into Love Island. I know that was a little more. Love Island. I guess this is USA. I need to stop. Yeah. I need
Love
to stop.
Island.
Welcome to Love Island, USA.
Exactly.
By the way, I have to shout out Ariana Madix.
Yeah, killing it.
Fantastic host.
Yeah, she's doing a really good job.
Absolutely fantastic. Like, I knew that she was going to be good, but you know, you never know. You're like, sure. I don't know, a reality TV person coming on and hosting a high production show like this. She's got her like quippy, fun, quick-witted things. She kind of was shading a few of the guys. She's super like laid back. She relaxes me.
Yes.
And she feels very natural.
Even though she's obviously reading a script probably most of the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that way.
I'm very impressed. She's going up on my top hosts.
She's killing it.
She really is. Shout out to you. I mean, bye, Tom. And look at what your life has been. And she's looking stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Stunning, babe.
Okay, let's talk about the ladies. First, we meet the ladies. We meet Shelly and Olandria first.
Yeah.
So we find out that Shelly is a day trader,
right,
which is really intense.
Wild, yeah.
And of course, all I could think about is Shelly is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, can you imagine the men that she has to deal with day trading? I mean, what a nightmare. Shout out to Shelly, because I can just imagine all these finance men and, you know, in their expensive suits being like, did you see my watch, Shelly? Just clamoring over her.
What did you do on the trade last night with IBX? And they're like, okay. Yeah, and definitely, you know, I don't know, day trading, you almost look at it as like gamers, you know what I mean? Like nerds in the dark. So did not see that coming.
Very cool. She says that she dates men and women, which, shout out, I am praying.
I like how people, she's like, wait, people say, are you gay? Are you bi? She goes, no, I'm Shelly.
She's Shelly.
I love that. Yeah, so that's exciting. I'm excited to see kind of where she goes.
I am hoping and I am praying. And I'll tell you what, maybe I was just hoping for it because these are two of my favorite ladies so far. But when Huda walked in, Shelly gave her, I feel like Shelly gave her some eyes. And so
a little bit of an up down possibly.
My fingers and toes are crossed. But I'll say this. I right away wrote down that I feel like the way that Shelly was talking in her ITMs, and then also just as a side note, how she was operating in the villa in general, I feel as if Shelly could be one of our contestants who wins this, who makes this all the way through and actually has like a successful relationship on the end.
She just seems very calm. And she also seems just like put together when it comes to, well, you know, well, I don't want to get ahead, but like later when she's talking to certain people, she just seems very calm in her approach,
mm-hmm.
not anxious at all, but also very kind of seems like she wants a serious relationship. I agree with you. I unless she gets paired with someone who then sinks her, right? Because that can happen where people yeah. can vote you off because of the other person. I think that she's going to have a lot of suitors.
Yes.
And I think that she's going to play it well. That's what it feels like.
Yes. I'm a fan. Yes. I'm immediately a fan of Shelly's. Also, love Alandria.
Mm-hmm.
So Alandria right away comes out. She says she loves country men.
Yes.
She's from the country
herself.
She's
Southern as well.
She's an elevator. She's in the elevator and escalator industry, which I just have to let you know, Alandria, no shade to you. I'm terrified of an escalator.
Yes. If you guys don't know this, my wife is... You know, listen, Jess is not meant for the outside world, okay? She's an indoor cat, as they say. Everything's a little...
I'm a bed person.
Everything's a little scary. But escalator, we had a little... There was a little bit of an escalator moment, you know, about
a
year back.
There was an incident about a year ago
where I fell. There was a fall, there was a whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And since then, we are scarred. You know, there's definitely like when you're at the mall and she sees the escalator, she's like, are there other... the stairs that don't move?
I have to like amp myself up to go down. I'm fine going up an escalator.
Or Jess's favorite thing is when she sees the broken escalator that doesn't move.
Oh, I hate that too.
Oh, you hate that too?
Yeah, because...
Oh, because you're afraid it'll turn on?
Also, my depth perception isn't great. So then I'm like, you know... Yeah.
Hence the indoor cat. There's always like, you know, because my depth perception. Well, you know, because of my thing. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of fears of the outside world. So it's something we're working on, guys. So maybe you could kind of send us a message like, and say, hey, here's how I encourage you to get over this.
Alandria, if you could send me the stats of like the safety of an escalator, that would maybe make me feel better yes. or worse. I don't know.
I don't know.
But if you all don't think an escalator is kind of scary, like, I think there's something wrong with you.
Yeah,
like,
I always try to encourage them when scary. There's some 95-year-old woman going down an escalator. I'm like, guys, can we please, you know, but it's okay. We're working through it.
But she right away, early on when she's having the discussion with the women and Ariana, Alandria, yeah. and I right away made me like really, I vibe with her. Alandria right away said that she thinks she's overhealed at this point, that she's been single
yeah.
for a long time. She's like, I've been working on myself and I feel like I've overhealed to the point that now I find myself cutting people off immediately mm-hmm. because of knowing what I want. And I was like, that's some serious wisdom.
Right.
Like, that's not just self-healing. You're now self-examining where you're like, I was healing myself and now I'm looking even more inward going, well, I think maybe I've gotten to a point now where I'm shutting people down too quickly. I was like, okay.
Because the classic move is like, I'm ready for a man, not a boy. All these guys suck. That's kind of like, you know, I'm ready for
right.
it. So that's generally the line.
Or I'm ready for a man, not a boy. Then you end up dating the absolute boy in the
right.
villa.
But
right.
it's just like even the approach just to be like, hey, you know, I've learned a lot. And there's parts of me that I actually want to tweak in order to be more open to this experience. Like, it's a very like, you know, you usually don't hear that on shows like this.
Yeah.
I mean, and generally, let's be honest, these shows don't normally attract those types of people. So very impressive.
next, we have Huda,
mm-hmm.
who I have to say, we just named off Shelly, Alandria, and Huda. These yeah. are my three favorite.
Got it.
So far, these are my three favorite yes. in the villa. Huda is a fitness coach, and she actually has a daughter, a four-year-old daughter. She said she had her at 19. She's been single for 4 years. And she was just talking about how she absolutely loves being a mom. She like owns her own business. She owns her own place mm-hmm. or rents her own place. Like she's only 24.
Very cutesy.
Very cutesy.
Very cutesy. Very kind of sweet.
Yeah. But also
very charming.
But also strong.
Very strong. Like, I don't mean cutesy in a way of just like who me. I mean cutesy in a way that she's just got like she's got a cute energy, a warm energy about
mm-hmm.
her.
The second she walked in, it was just like, I don't know. She's yeah. just like these are my girls.
We're all friends already.
Right away, she's calling them besties. Mm-hmm. She's got a very good energy. Now, Hoda right away tells Shelly and Olandria that she is a mom.
Yes.
But then she says, I don't want to share this right away with the men because I want to just be Hoda. And I love being a mom, but I kind of want to get to know them without them knowing about me being a mom. Now, I can already promise you this is going to be controversy amongst viewers.
Oh, like you have to tell people or you
viewers
don't.
Viewers are going to be like, why the heck is she hiding her kid? Da, 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 da. And I want to say this, and this is my opinion, but I'll make my opinion very clear. I do not think that Hoda owes these men who she's known for less than 24 hours.
Right.
A window into something that is sacred to her, which is her daughter. Right. And there's also an understanding, too, as well, that it's true. If you all of a sudden, as a mom, you go out and you say, yeah, I'm a mother, people right away clock you in a certain way.
Yeah.
Right? Even with, like, friendships. 100%. And especially then relationships. And so I personally would find it to be an issue if she ends up getting serious with somebody or, like, even if we're going a little too far down the road and someone like, let's just say Jeremiah, we'll talk about their connection later, doesn't know, then I'm like, okay, now we're breaching on maybe we're not being fully transparent about what your two future might look like together. But I do not have a problem at all with this woman being like, I met these men hours ago. I'm not going to tell them about the sacred part of my life because I want you to just get to know me first.
If I was on the show, I wouldn't tell them about you and Ember. You know what I mean? Like, if I walk in there and go, by the way, I'm married with a child, there's no way they'd give me a chance. So I'd go in there and, what's up, you know? Upper 30s. Here for a good time, not a long time. You know, whatever, I would say. And so I agree with you. I think there's a level of, like, you don't want to blow your cover. You know what I mean? So, shout out to Hoda.
You're unbelievable.
But yes, I mean, I agree. There's a level of, like, you know, okay, now I think the argument can be made of when do you say, right? It's kind of like, how long in, you know what I mean? Whatever, whatever.
Do you, because
do,
then
as you're leaving,
getting,
by the way, I have a kid now. It's like, wait a second.
No, I think that it needs to be disclosed, you know, but sooner rather than later.
But right away,
but
definitely
right
not.
Away, no. They just met.
Yeah, 100%.
They just met. It's like you're expecting someone to be at a bar and someone walks up to her and she right away, the second that the guy starts flirting with her, she goes, by the way, I'm a mom.
Yeah, it's like that's no, the quickest way on. To, yeah.
It's just like, let everything
so
settle
I
for
I think
a
the
second.
Controversy will come in when she says it. Although she's giving me the vibe that she's going to be saying it much sooner than she'd even want to.
Hoda adores that little girl. You can just feel it pulsating through her. The first thing she wanted to talk about the second she sat down with Shelly and Olandria was her daughter. She adores that child. Yeah. She will not be able to not talk about her baby girl.
She'll want
to
see the
long.
Vibe, yes.
Yes, and I think she'll just want to talk about her little one.
True,
you know?
Agreed.
Okay, next we have Bella, and Bella's currently from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Bella has a big positive energy.
Very
she
positive.
Is woo-hooing her way.
Disney level positive.
Yeah, Disney princess energy. Just, like, assuming that maybe like a couple like Snow White style little birds are going to land on her chipmunks.
Big time. Like, what's this? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, who are you?
Yeah, and it's a little crab. She's like, hello, good morning. And she's like, oh, my best friend. Yeah, big, big time. What is this snake? And then the snake's like, hi. And then it's just like, you know what I mean? What is this? Like, deadly scorpion. And he's like, hi. You know what I mean?
Oh no, everyone's stealing. Yeah, I'm wishing.
Yeah. Oh my God, robbers breaking into my house. What do you guys need? Food? And then they're sitting down. We're best friends now. I'm going to stop being a robber. You know what I mean? That's the world she lives in, it feels like.
100%. Now, the interesting thing is that she says, you can tell in her ITM she felt rejected by her ex.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and she was kind of feeling like it wasn't worth, their relationship wasn't
she always
worth
dated,
it to him.
She said like laid back guys.
That's the thing. She said she's purposely dated nonchalant guys. Yeah. So the question is,
probably cool guys.
Is Bella going to be drawn to guys who don't give her a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And I'll say so far, with the gentleman that she chose, he isn't giving a ton. So I feel as if she might have a type.
Sure.
Same thing, by the way, with Hoda. Forgot to mention this. Hoda said that she typically loves a pretty ass man. She wants a man that she and everyone else can drool over. So will this become a habit where she's just going to go for all the hotties?
The hottest guys,
and that might present a problem if the hotties don't maybe have, you know, a good soul.
Agreed.
So there's that. But Bella, also, we find out she's 22. You had said in the in our cast reveal breakdown that you're like, her energy gives me that she's young. She is. She's 22. But now
so
Bella says she's an old soul.
Oh, hate it. No offense, Bella, you seem great. I just, old soul is like saying, I don't know. Yeah, old soul's a classic.
But old soul also, I will say, I think the big trigger point is because you hear a lot of like older men dating a younger woman being like, but she's got an old soul. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, also old soul, when someone says they have an old soul, they're usually someone says that about someone.
Yeah.
You know, but when you say it about yourself, what that means is like, every once in a while you do something that's not super young. And so you think you're like an old soul. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? Sometimes I don't go out at night.
I'm an old soul.
I'm an old soul. What can you say? You know, so
I love baking. I'm an old soul.
Yeah. Well, and then she says she's religious. And then, you know, we later on see that she's like just doing kisses on the cheeks. So maybe that's kind of where she thinks she's an old soul. Because I'll be honest with you, her energy is giving born 6 months ago. You know what I mean?
Very, youthful.
So very youthful energy, you know, not jaded at all. So I don't know. We'll see.
Bella will be an interesting person in this villa because, like you mentioned, she said that she's a Christian. And then later on, she wasn't participating in the makeouts. She was only doing the cheek kisses.
Yeah.
And I want to say, first of all, you know what? Shout out to somebody who sticks to their boundaries.
Yeah.
She's not comfortable making out. And I say shout out to her. She didn't make out because she wasn't comfortable with it. My question is, quite a wild show to choose to go on if you do feel like, I mean, I don't know how long that will last for her, but if she has these strict boundaries about certain physicality, kind of a wild show to choose to go on. I feel like Bella would maybe, it feels more like Bachelor energy, right?
Bachelor,
you can pull off the Bachelor, but Love Island is, you know.
it's definitely not a peck on the cheek energy. Although I will say it'll differentiate her. So now there's something interesting there. Some guys might be into the chase.
Yeah, we'll see.
Now she could get left behind. Where it's just like after a while. Depends. I mean, honestly, I hate to say this, but it's like it just depends on how much she allows in the certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So this might work for episode one or two, but we'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, already we have a Love Island premiere episode, and there were maybe 35 requested makeouts during like the quote unquote game portions of it. So, you know, this show, it's not meant for necessarily the cheek kiss crowd. But
cheek kiss crowd, I like that.
Cheek kiss crowd, but you know what? Again, shout out for her just for sticking her boundaries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Listen, do you.
Do you. We have one more lady to go over before we dive into the men, but we got to take another quick pause. Family, we're talking Love Island, and who knows? Maybe there will be some true love that blossoms here, but I know there is a lot of true love here in this family. We all love you. You love your family, your friends, your chosen family. And I'm sure a lot of you out there have family that includes pets, like some precious kitties, perhaps, that I know you adore. I know my dad, the Cat King, whom I love, has a lot of cats he treasures in his life. He does everything he can to help keep his cats healthy, the best treats, best food, best toys. And of course, he uses Pretty Litter. It is the best litter and a total game changer. In fact, the moment he started using Pretty Litter, he told me all about it and how it's the only litter that he'll ever use now. And not just because of its incredible odor control, also because of the peace of mind it brings. Pretty Litter helps monitor your cat's health, detecting abnormalities in your cat's urine by testing acidity and alkalinity levels and showing the visible presence of blood. It really, really is incredible, and it really provides that peace of mind.
Yeah, and Pretty Litter ships free right to your door, which is incredibly convenient. It also is non-toxic, pet safe, and household friendly. On top of that, it's low dust, controls odors, and lasts for up to 1 month.
Yeah, I am always wowed when I go over to my dad's house that there is no kitty litter smell at all, and it's low dust, so there aren't little dusty kitty paw prints everywhere, always needing to be cleaned up. His house is always so clean, it smells good, and the fact that it lasts for up to a month just makes it all so much easier. But again, the biggest thing my dad always talks about is that it provides this great peace of mind. It's just simply the best. If my dad, the Cat King, loves it, you and your cat will love it too. Right now, save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy at prettylitter.com/momdad. That's prettylitter.com/momdad to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/momdad. Pretty Litter cannot detect every feline health issue or prevent or diagnose diseases. A diagnosis can only come from a licensed veterinarian. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Okay, the last lady that we meet in the villa is Ulyssa. Okay, yeah. We find out that she was in a 9-year relationship and her ex left her for another girl.
Yeah.
She talks about how she used to cook and clean for him, but he'd play video games. She is tiny. She's 4'10".
Yeah.
She owns a mobile bar. I don't know what that exactly means. I'm like, I didn't know that
was
legal.
You could sell booze in the streets.
I didn't know that. It must be wherever she lives. Like, that's. It's allowed.
Is it Florida?
Maybe.
It feels like a Florida thing. There's a sell alcohol like in the streets.
Or if she's in Las Vegas, you know, I guess on the strip, maybe you could have a mobile bar where you can drink on the street. But I didn't know that you could just have a bar that
a license for that. But apparently you could just put booze in a truck and walk around.
I got a car and if you open my trunk, I got some handles in the back.
Yeah, you can just take it and walk around.
Okay. Here's the thing about Ulyssa. I immediately... out of these women, I sense that Ulyssa is going to be our problem.
Got it.
That was furthered during the choosing of the men and the kissing portion.
Right.
But I think that Ulyssa is, you know, she's coming in with this energy where she's just like, hey, baby, I'm going to dress up for you. I'll suck your toes. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of sensual energy.
Yes.
And right from the get, what we see with some of the choices that she makes is she's not necessarily giving me girls girl, which I don't think maybe the women in the villa will be thrilled about, nor do I think the audience will be thrilled about.
Well, and later on, even in the circle makeout thing, she was the one that was like, we need to get people out of their shells. We need to start getting crazier. We need to start having fun.
Yes.
So she's definitely here. Like she, you know, I think she's definitely here for the party. That's the energy I'm getting.
She's here for the party, but then simultaneously, I feel her trying to like lock down the guy that she's with.
Yeah.
So I think there's like a mix of emotions going on where it's like, I want to play, but then I also am like used to this like 9-year relationship thing. So I want to lock somebody down. But Ulyssa kind of gives me the energy. Sorry, Ulyssa, if it's not true, but kind of gives me the energy like if a guy's locked down that she might... go for that guy. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like the eyes will be drawn to the guy that seems to be steady because it's like, well, he's what I can't get right now. I'm kind of getting that energy from Ulyssa. And even later when the girls are having a conversation post the choosing of the men and they're trying to kind of have a moment where it's like, hey, you know, stuff went down during the choosing and she's just a little bit like, you do what you got to do.
Right.
And to a certain extent, I agree. Like, this is a show. We're not like, you know, we're not like attached at the hip yet. Right. We're not blood brothers and sisters yet. We're just meeting each other. But at the same time, you want to think about it from the perspective of like, the men are going to come and go in this villa.
Right.
Like, you want to connect with your girlies.
The girls, if you don't have good friendships there, it could be very lonely.
Yes. 1,000%. Okay. Then the men start coming in. And this is different than what Evan and I are used to, because typically from the versions of Love Island that we've watched, when we see the women all get in there first, one guy comes in at a time and the women step forward if they're interested in him. But this time they brought the men in one at
a time.
They're
able to do a little quick 20-minute hangout.
They get to know each other a little bit, which is nice because you're like, I get a little bit of a personality from...
It was an interesting move. I'm still torn on whether I like it or not because... Yeah. You know, there's something about that old school brutal, just walk in and let me judge you. That was just crazy. So brutal, but like did create just a fantastic energy. And then you're meeting someone for the first time coupled up with them. So then you're like, ooh, I made a decision. I made a bad decision or a good one. There was something about, but you know, this version did create a little bit more intensity. I don't know. I still am undecided whether it's better or worse.
They upped the ante a little bit by then having there be makeouts during the
forced
decision.
Makeouts. Yes. Fantastic. Yes.
So first we meet of the men, we meet Ace.
Yes.
Okay. And let me tell you what, Evan.
Yeah.
You and I, during our cast breakdown,
we got this wrong.
We got this really wrong.
Also, Short King.
Ace said in his ITMs that he's a short king. He's 5'10".
Like, we were thinking 5'4". You know what I mean? Like, when you bring it up as, like, the thing.
I'm a short king.
You're thinking, oh, okay. It's enough to where it's, like, definitely a thing.
He's
maybe
5'10".
He just has a bunch of friends that are 6'5". So, for him, it's like, I am
maybe,
the short king.
But I'm like, I don't know, dude. You're 5'10". That's not short.
That's, like, that's not tall. But it's also definitely not, like, a short king.
I would consider it on the taller side. 5'10". I think average is 5'8".
Okay.
So, I think it's on the taller side, honestly.
Well, either way, you know, a lot of people say, okay, 6 foot minimum, whatever. It's not like he's, 5'5", where it's like, yeah, that's 6 inches away, whatever. It's like, I'm having a thing about it. You're definitely, that was interesting.
We thought, we're like, oh, Ace, he's going to be the friend.
Yeah.
We were oh so wrong.
He shook that house up.
All the women are yearning for Ace.
Wild.
And in his ITMs, he's very goofy, very bouncy, very
bouncy,
high
silly.
Energy. In the villa, he's very,
very calm, cool,
swag,
collected, romantic.
Yeah, not giving a ton of energy. So that throws me off a little bit.
I know. It's kind of like, which one is he?
Who is he?
Is he putting on the act for the women? Can he has like his women getting personality and then the other one's himself? Or is he just kind of like a performance artist where it's like, oh, it's just good for the ITMs. I'm going to be
crazy.
Which
he could be because we find out in his earlier ITMs, he's like, I love dancing. Well, guess what? We find out that he's a professional dancer. He's a dance teacher, which, by the way, also changes the game for me. Because if someone's dancing all the time in the villa and they just are dancing all the time, I could see myself getting annoyed if I'm being real.
Right.
But if you're like a professional dancer, but if you're a dance teacher,
sure.
I'm like, teach me how to dance. Dance all you want. That's a very, very different energy.
Well, I think a dance teacher wouldn't dance too much because it's their job.
Right.
So it's a perfect mix.
But he's like a pro.
He's a pro. He's very smooth.
So I'm wondering if because, you know, as a dancer, you do have to turn on that judge.
Yes.
If his ITMs with him being high energy is more of like his instructor persona and Ace is actually a way more like low-key chill energy.
The dance class, you can't be like, hey guys, what's up?
No, you gotta be like, what's going on, everybody? Let's hype up everybody.
True.
But he is the women,
the lust of the whole place.
The women are
no
losing
question
it.
About
and
it.
When he walks in, he already knows Shelly.
Yeah, they had talked.
So apparently they met at a club and he wanted to keep like chatting with her and she had to go, but they were like,
yeah,
texting a bit in the DMs.
Yeah.
So there's right away.
A long distance issue, blah, blah, blah. But they clearly had a vibe.
Yes. These two clearly have a vibe together.
Yeah. Had and have. Which is huge. I mean, already having kind of a connection with someone means either like I'm good or we're building on what we had before, which is a little bit of an unfair advantage.
And what Hoda brought up too. Hoda was like, what about the invisible string theory? Like it is pretty wild that out of all the people during all the times and all the world,
and they live across the world. They live across America. Like
that, they happen to both be the people who enter this villa together. Mm-hmm. It's pretty.
It's very interesting.
It's very interesting. Next, we meet Nicholas,
registered nurse.
Nicholas is when he goes right away. I love physical touch, and Ariana calls him out, and she's like, "So you like your girls horny?"
Yeah, he's like, "That's a part of physical
touch."
It
made me laugh right away because anytime a guy is like, "Yeah, my love language is physical touch," I'm like, "You mean sex? Just say sex."
Sure. He's like, "Or touch, cuddling, whatever, you know,
whatever that may be." This guy says that his friends describe him as feral. Now,
right, so he's wild, he said.
He doesn't give wild energy.
But he said he's been to 44 countries. He says, like, he was like, I like traveling all over the world because, like, you get different spices and, you know,
I like women.
Like, different parts of the world. So, again, it could be, though, like, there's no question he gives player vibes.
He gives massive player vibes.
But he's also very relaxed right now. So he could be kind of just playing it really cool. He could be not that into Bella. It's interesting to know what the vibe is.
Plenty of player give big very time. Relaxed
That's
vibes.
That's true. That's true.
In fact, probably the most professional of players true. Give very relaxed vibes.
So him and Ace, which both give kind of player smooth energy, are very chill, very not, you know.
And he, this Nicholas is big.
He's
going to
be a problem.
He's going to be a problem.
Something's going to happen.
I think someone like a Bella will get really comfortable and relaxed with him.
He'll get over it.
And then he'll switch up real fast. He'll be like, what?
I mean, physical touch is his number one, and she is cool with pecks on the cheek. So this will not work.
This is him and Bella are not going to work. There's absolutely no way. He also said that his perfect night in would be dripping Cinnabon icing all over each other. Right, so this man, he's a freak.
Yeah, he's a freak.
He's freaky. He's sexual. He is wild. He's traveled everywhere. He loves adventure. Yeah. This man has a different woman in every city around the world who is pining for him. 100%. Let's make that clear. Many a woman are like, I thought we were dating. Right. He's on this show now. That's what the energy he gives me. Next, we meet Taylor. Love Taylor. By the way, I said in our cast breakdown that I'm like, I think Taylor's going to have cool style. He came, that suit that he came in rocking.
Came in like a Garth Brooks stadium suit.
Half and half, one side black, one side red. That was everything.
Real cowboy.
Yeah, right away, Ariana, he's like, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
I mean, a proper cowboy.
Yeah, he's very cool.
He's going to vet school to learn how to treat horses. He has four horses himself. Now, he did say a couple things. I really like Taylor.
Yeah.
But he said a couple things that do put my red flags up a little bit. One of them was that he was saying where he is in Oklahoma, the dating pool sucks.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I don't want to be with someone everyone's already been with. That kind of, I didn't love okay. that.
Yeah, I wonder if that is him trying to say, it's a small town, everyone knows each other, and I don't want to be with someone that everyone knows. Like, I kind of want a fresh start. You know what I mean? Maybe there's just that. I don't know if it's it'd be interesting, more clarity on that, if it's like a shame thing, or if it's more just like a, hey, it'd be nice not to be dating someone that my friends have dated, so that everyone knows everything about it.
There's if that's the case, I completely understand it. But I'm like, if it comes with an edge of shame.
Sure, that's obviously not cool.
That's what I'm trying to process.
Yeah, and then later on, when Alandria was like, what's your type? And he just described physical attributes. Again, it was just like I don't know if you're just not getting the vibe, or, you know, she's like, what's your type? And it's like, she's obviously expecting funny, interesting, beautiful hair. No, it's like ass, titties, feet. She's like, got it. Okay. Interesting. I mean, thank you for your candor. It's like kind of funny just to literally describe all physical attributes to a woman that you just met for your type. I think what it is it doesn't seem like him.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Like, he seems like this kind of sweet cowboy. And then he'll have these moments of saying this kind of stuff that you're like, oh, okay, you might be a surprise. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. So far, I really like Taylor.
So far, very charming,
you're
very
funny.
You're
a big fan of Taylor
In like the way that he's just it himself, and it's a very charming way. So I find him to be very funny and charming.
Yes. Then we meet Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah is
the best looking guy you've ever seen in your whole life.
The best looking man that's ever walked the face of the earth. He's crazy good looking. He's absolutely stunning. Literally, he walked in and all the women were like, oh my gosh.
But it was interesting because I did think no one's going to have a chance. And obviously, Ace is very good looking. But to see every single person kind of want Ace.
Yeah.
And actually, Jeremiah wasn't it wasn't like
as
make out
of
city.
The hot commodity.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was a little shocked by I just thought everyone was going to go to make out with Jeremiah.
So did I.
So the fact that Ace stole the show and Jeremiah was I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Ace is gorge.
Of course.
But he must have, quite the energy in person.
Ace definitely probably has something in person that's unaccounted for.
Now, Jeremiah, he's a model. We were right. We guessed he'd be a model. But, of course, he lives in L.A. He's 25. He says he's a bookworm and loves Fortnite. So I was
Which I didn't believe at first.
I didn't believe it at first, but I was also like, Jeremiah, do you live a fantasy book?
Sure, sure. I know you were hoping for that. But at first, I was kind of thinking it's the Bella, I am an old soul thing where it's
Right, I'm a nerd. nerd, and you're
hot,
like,
so when I say I'm nerdy, it's very charming. And I was like, get it, you know what?
But actually,
the more we vibe, this little bit more we vibe, something is definitely different about him in the way that, I mean, again, could be an act, but we're getting a different vibe.
It could be an act, but I am actually getting nerdy from him.
I know.
His like kind of energy.
He's like fidgety, kind of bouncy.
Yeah, he's
energy.
A little bouncy. He like kind of will say things and then be like, oh, I shouldn't have said, like, it's a little, he's got a little nerdy.
And he's
edge
also
to
not
him.
Doing the whole, I got to keep my options open, which is like a classic player move, is just kind of like when ITM's going, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. Jeremiah has presented a lot of questions.
He's
in my
presented
mind.
A very specific person. That yes. is either true or a massive lie.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions about Jeremiah because obviously, again,
and even Hoda is feeling the same
yes,
way. She's
and I'm
like,
one of the most beautiful men I've ever seen in my life. Didn't believe him, but then actually his energy kind of.
He's acting like the least attractive guy in the show who's just happy to be there.
Yes.
He's like, you know, like sometimes, like, it's like he's acting like the guy that's just like, I don't know how I made the show. I don't think I'm that good looking.
Right.
But he's the best looking guy.
But it's crazy because, again, like, best looking guy, but he's actually serving kind of nerdy. So I'm like, oh my gosh, was he being honest? But, big but, he says in his ITMs he cheated on his ex.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
Now.
So that is interesting.
I wrote down, I guess it's good he admitted it. And he says that he's learned a lot and changed a lot from them. But of course, right away, beep, beep, beep.
Does the
alarm
nerd
bells,
cheat?
Alarm bells are going off where I'm like, okay, he cheated in the past. Right. So, of course, then you're like, okay, is he going to cheat again? And though I am a bit of a, I can't help but be a bit of a smitten kitten with him and Huda's right away connection. But I'm like, are we love bombing here? I can't figure out. I'm like, is this Jeremiah's? Is this what he does? Does he meet somebody and right away go full board and is like, you know, I'm obsessed with you, da 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 da? Is it a love bombing situation? Or is this a once in a lifetime thing for Jeremiah that he's literally swept off his feet by
Huda? Because
he's shocked himself that he's feeling so like overcome.
During the initial thing, he was the one that didn't make out with multiple people. He just gave side kisses after he hooked up with Huda. So, I mean,
but
that's
at the same time,
when
Taylor brought it up to him, he kind of was like, I mean, well, you know, there was a level that Jeremiah said that he was like super into Huda, but he also made a comment about like it being the right move.
Right.
So you're like, is he very calculated? And he knows that America's going to like absolutely fall head over heels for him if he presents as this guy who's going to be like, you know, oh so faithful, oh so charming, oh so caught up with someone. Right. I don't know. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Something's up.
There's one more man than that we meet who is quite a character. But before we discuss Austin, we got to take another quick pause. So family, seeing all the Love Islanders lounging on that outdoor furniture is making me want to revamp our backyard for the summer. Yes. And you already know, if we're purchasing any furniture, it's going to be from Article. Article.com, baby. Oh my gosh, I was just on their website absolutely drooling over their outdoor furniture pieces, like some of their sectionals and lounge chairs. They're divine. I love them. But listen, over the years, we keep getting our furniture from Article because we are always so, so happy with the pieces and the customer service. We've gotten couches, dining room tables, chairs, nightstands, and more. And we are always wowed by the style. It's so chic. The quality of these pieces, we're talking top-notch craftsmanship. The durability over the years we've had these pieces, and the cherry on top, the price.
Yeah, you know I love browsing on article.com.
Yes, he does.
Because all the pieces are so, so good. Article offers a curated range of mid-century modern, coastal, and Scandinavian-inspired pieces that not only shine on their own, but also pair seamlessly with nearly any other Article product, which makes it incredibly easy to mix and match. And that really helps you create a space that feels cohesive and stylish. And truly, it's so clear that Article takes great care in curating its collection, focusing solely on high-quality, meaningful pieces that will stand the test of time. There's no filler. Every item is chosen for its craftsmanship, design, and lasting value.
And Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada with options for professional assembly if you prefer a hands-off experience. Also, their customer care team is incredible. They're available 7 days a week, offering knowledgeable support and even free interior design services to help you get your home just right. I mean, 10 out of 10, okay? Plus, Article offers a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. We love Article. They have made our home oh so lovely over the years. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/momdad and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's article.com/momdad for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. article.com/momdad. Okay, now we meet our final man in the villa, and it is Austin. And Austin,
and I thought from the look of the picture and just the moment, I thought was going to be, you could tell he's tall, right. He's ripped, and I just kind of thought like, okay, this guy's going to be a problem. Now his energy does not match his kind of, you know, walking in the room at look at first. You know
also,
what I mean?
Also, I just, I'm so, sorry. I character, can't, I dude. Can't get over the voice. And he's just like, hi, I'm Austin. Yeah. I don't know. I saw this reptile the other day and then there's these bugs floating in the pool and da, 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 da.
Yeah.
But the stuff he says at the beginning is bonkers. Okay.
Bonkers.
He's right away. He's got some like 90s Barbie hair going on, first of all.
Big time.
And he comes in and he's like, yeah, I'm a pool boy from Florida. It's so great because there are so many women that you get to meet. And like, yeah, my boss is a cock block, but like when he's not cock blocking me, like it's great.
It's insane. Like, oh, and he said a version of that to the ladies when he walked in. Yes. He's like, they're like, what do you do? Like, he's I'm a pool boy. And it's awesome too. Cause like lots of hot women to look at. And it's like,
and they're like, uh oh,
I don't think it's a great kind of opening line. You know what I mean? And he said that his favorite pickup line is like, pushing over their drink accidentally, and I was like, oh, what's up? Like, very like college energy.
I would just, oh, this man was in a fraternity. Oh, like, yeah, you wouldn't believe. And you know what, actually maybe he wasn't in a fraternity because he just like was hung out at his best friend's mm-hmm, frat house mm-hmm. And they're like, there's Austin again, because Austin was always doing keg stands. Austin, I said, and I'd like to take credit for this, I said in our cast bio breakdown, I looked at Austin and I said, this man will be the king of the pranks. And it's going to drive me crazy. So when he said his favorite pickup line is spilling a woman's drink on purpose, I was like, I feel very validated.
Yeah.
Imagine being at a bar and this big guy comes over and just, and the way he knocked it over was right. Wild. Knocks over your drink and is like, can I buy you another one? I'm like, hey, Austin, how about you just go up to a woman and say, can I buy you a drink, and let them finish the champagne they're currently drinking. Okay, what about we just offer to buy the next round, right? Or like, hey, you're halfway through, can I get you one?
It's like 18 years old.
You're gonna knock over, you're gonna spill their shit everywhere. Yeah. I mean, absolutely, he's unbelievable. Giving,
dude, how's Austin doing?
Dude, what's
remember
Austin?
Austin? What's remember he been Austin? Up to?
What's
and then like
deal?
You see him cleaning pool, you're like, oh, there's Austin still in the hometown, like cleaning pool. He just Austin, gives that energy.
And by the way, he says in the ITMs that he's like, yeah, you know, I'm interested in getting into a relationship and maybe starting something. But you know what? If like there's not something there that's like gonna move forward, like I just wanna be in a space where like we both just agree to fuck and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, Austin is Austin is Austin. I mean, this man, you couldn't write this character more like the exact guy you're picturing. Like, he is a character.
I think he's going to struggle. I think he's going to struggle.
Well, yeah.
I think, no, but I'm just saying, like, you know, in different shows, different energies, different vibes, we'll see. But like, you know, early Love Island UK was full of kind of a lot of these characters.
Yeah.
These kind of like pool boy, silly frat energy. Mm-hmm. And so there was kind of a space for that to live. I'm getting like this might be a little bit, there might be a little bit more relationshipy energy going on. So I just feel like he's going to stick out like a sore thumb already. And he already kind of has. And he's already kind of trying to change his personality, it feels like, to kind of fit in and kind of like maybe get with someone. So I don't know.
Listen,
I just feel like he's a little bit of out of his depth.
Make no mistake. Okay. This man, I know I'm skipping forward, but this man got coupled up with Shelly, who is a literal goddess. Okay. So obviously, you know, whoever gets with Shelly is thrilled to be with Shelly. But this man is now putting it on hard, being like, I want to be with you, Shelly. You're the only one who I thought that I was going to be into walking in. I don't believe Austin for 2 seconds. Austin is 100% the type of guy who, if all the women were interested in him, he'd be with all the women.
Right.
He'd be dipping his toe into every single pool if he could. The issue is that Austin was shook and shocked
that no one,
that the women weren't clamoring for him, because he expected
he got the default yes,
and
coupling.
He ended up being the one who did not get any of the women wanting to be with him. And now he's spiraling a little bit because he thought it was going to go a different way. But trust and believe, he gives me the type of energy that, like, he'll declare his love to Shelly, but the second someone else walks in who's interested in him, he'll be like, well, I want to be with Shelly and her. No question.
Really interesting that he got humbled the most by far. So it'll really be interesting to kind of see if he gets an ego boost later, if we maintain this same kind of more humble, not matching the ITM's energy.
Yes, we shall see. Okay, so now it's coupling up time. So Ariana lets us know that the boys, they get put on these platforms, and each woman, they draw the name to see which woman goes first. Each woman gets to make out with two men.
Yes.
And then choose which guy she wants to couple up with after the makeout. Now, they can choose somebody, but if a woman comes after, they can choose the guy that they've already chosen.
Right.
So, you know, we shall see. First, Shelly goes, and she by the way, Shelly started this whole thing off with the best energy. She's like prowling around, teasing, and then after that, all the women copied her. And I'm like, Shelly set the standard 100%. And the energy, and now everyone's like, oh, I'm going to play that game. But Shelly she's good at this.
Big time.
She's very good at this. She goes up to Austin first. I was shook.
Yeah.
Kisses Austin.
I did not see that coming.
He fully grabs her ass.
Which he did every other makeout too. So anyone he made out with, he went full ass grab.
Out of control.
He did it like four times.
I'm like, somebody stop Austin, okay?
It's a wild move just to be like, oh, I'm cool. Now that we're kissing, I'm cool to do this.
Yeah. No. Doesn't work like that. And then she kisses Ace, who she previously knew. And they've got like some serious tongue action. She chooses Ace.
Yes.
Okay. Huda goes and kisses Jeremiah.
Yes.
She's very sexy. Mm-hmm. I'm very into Huda. Her energy with Jeremiah right away. It's a very sexy kiss. But then she goes and kisses Ace.
Yes.
I was like, that's a
first
choice.
One to kind of go for it.
That was a choice. I don't know how I feel. I know again that this is how this thing goes. So you have to do who you're drawn to. But I'm still like, man, if I would be in this position, I would probably go, unless I'm like the final person and I have to kiss somebody who's already with somebody, like I'm going to just
You're
kiss
playing friendship
thing.
Game
I'm
first.
I'm playing friendship game Got first it. And foremost for my girlies, even though Huda gives me big girls girl energy, but I was surprised that
she went for it.
Went for Ace. But after the kiss, Ace right away says, I don't know about being second choice. I think he said that for Shelly, to lock it in with Shelly.
Right.
But then, I don't know about later. But she ends up choosing Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. He says he feels like he won. And the second that she walks over to Jeremiah, she has her head against him. They are holding hands. They are cuddling.
Yeah, right away connecting.
Right away connecting. Bella then goes next. Walks up to Taylor, does a cheek kiss. She's like, you can kiss me here.
Yeah.
Then walks up to Nicholas, other cheek. You can kiss me here. And she says she has a strict no kissing policy on the first date.
Right.
Which we've discussed. But for this show, big choice.
Very unique.
Big choice. She chooses Nick, which makes me giggle because she's like, I don't kiss on the first date. She seems like she's has very serious boundaries about how she's going to interact physically. And she chose the guy who says his friends call him feral and his fun inside date is dripping Cinnabon icing all over each other's bodies and licking it off.
Now,
so we'll see.
In her defense, she doesn't know this. That's all ITMs.
I know she doesn't know that.
So all she's working with is just the
funny
guy walking in and being charming and sweet.
But
and
I think it's
mellow.
Funny. It's like, but of
yes,
course.
Of course. The classic, you know, I want a guy, I don't want a boy. And then you pick the player, you know.
You pick the player. Then Olandria goes up.
Yeah.
She kisses Taylor and they kiss.
They kiss.
And she's like, oh, I like you after that kiss. And then she kisses Nick. but she ends up choosing Taylor.
Yes.
Which we'll talk about Alandra and Taylor in a moment, but I'm obsessed.
Yes.
I'm obsessed.
Yes.
And then Yulisa is last.
Yes.
Now, this is the ish. She goes up to Ace. Kisses Ace.
Long.
Does not just kiss him.
Yeah, long. Everyone was this like, time.
This is such a long kiss that everybody's like, everyone's looking around. Now, this is the problem I have. I get, again, you know, you got to figure out who's going to be best for you. But like, there's a level of respect to be standing right next to Shelly, who, again, she even knew Ace previously. And you go that long. Unnecessary.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Yeah. Unnecessary. Not playing a friend game.
Yeah.
Okay. And as soon as she's done kissing him, Ace goes, damn, I fucked up.
Well, no. He said, damn, I fucked up after she went over to Jeremiah and got the cheek kiss.
Yes. Oh, excuse me.
So it was like him giving, so Jeremiah giving Yulisa the cheek kiss.
Yes.
So after she goes they up just to made Jeremiah. Out for 5 minutes straight, kind of made him go almost in my mind, like, I didn't know we could even do that.
Yes.
And he did it. So shit, yeah, makes me look bad.
Yulisa goes up to Jeremiah and Jeremiah says, I'll kiss you on the cheek.
Right.
Which a move.
Slick move.
A move and a half. Slick now, move. The question is, like we're saying, I'm real? Trying to slick? Decide. I'm like, is this because he wants to be respectful to Hoda or is right. he trying to make himself? Is he playing a smart long game?
Either way.
Either way, a great move.
Great move.
I mean, you know, America's applauding that because they're like, okay,
sure,
we have a guy who's being a loyal king.
And I don't know, even know how I feel about it, to be honest with you, because I'm like, isn't this show about, like, you know, Love Island? It's like makeouts and sleazy and have fun and be crazy. So, you know, I don't know if that paints you in a certain bucket. You know what I mean? Where it's like you can't even just kind of, let's say you're a good guy, but you even want to just be open to the experience where it's like,
are you getting
now you're pigeonholed to be like guy who won't kiss anyone and then you kiss someone and then you're a bad guy. You know what I mean? You're kind of setting yourself up for failure unless you really follow through and that's who you are. Versus like, I don't blame Ace for like making out with everyone and being like, yeah, I mean, like, we're just meeting for the first time, but now Ace feels bad. So it's just an interesting move.
Yeah,
I don't know if
it's,
you know what I mean? Like that's, it's kind of like we're setting these weird precedents and like rules all of a sudden, and then like celebrating them where I'm like, well, we'll see. I mean, you might've just made yourself a villain, Jeremiah, because now you set this thing that you're this like super respectful, chivalrous
king.
Yeah,
and then if you go on a date with a bombshell,
you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Versus if Ace just max with everyone, then you're like, okay, this is what the show is.
But,
you know, so I don't know. I will see.
I'll stand by the fact that I think that there is a difference between making out with someone and then having a 5 minute long makeout like Ace had with Yulisa.
But again,
different.
It's not their choice. The girls are choosing them.
I know.
But it's not like they're choosing to make out.
Pull back after you know, 30 seconds of a kiss.
I guess. I mean, that's what this whole thing is. No one's like together.
They
just met.
It's just common decency.
I'm just saying.
Well, Yulisa chooses Ace.
Yes.
She chooses Ace, which is, again, I was just like, I don't know. There's just certain energies right away that you're like, there's something about Ace and Shelly.
Yeah.
That especially because they knew each other before and I want to like be good with all my girls, I'm not going to choose Ace.
So that's the difference. I think when you have the power, it's a little different. So Yulisa had the power.
Yeah.
To kind of make a choice. And all she had to do was choose someone else. And then kind of early on too, when it's later, I understand people stealing because it's like, yo, we're getting down to the wire here. Or this early on, you're kind of just laying the law down that like there are no friends in this.
And by the way, let me make something clear. I actually think Yulisa and Austin would work together.
You know what?
Surprisingly, the one guy who was available, I think Yulisa and Austin would have worked together.
They're the two characters.
He's cleaning the pools. She has her bar. And I think they're both in Florida,
both
perhaps.
Party animal,
and they both seem like party animals. And honest to God, I think
the only reason
he walked in, I think she thought he was hot. And I think the only reason she didn't choose him is because when she heard he was a pool boy, she wants the money, honey.
Yeah.
She talks about wanting to be the baby and have someone take care of her. And she's like, okay, he's not going to be like providing tons of cash for me. I think that's the only reason that she didn't choose Austin personally.
Yeah, but then Ace is a dance teacher. It's not like he's a, you know, venture capitalist.
Yeah, but I also heard that he's like a big on TikTok and a lot of people know who he is.
Okay.
So maybe she recognized
him. Okay.
Also, like, he's like a dancer. Like, he owns his own, like, dance company, I think.
Right,
so
but
it's
I'm
like,
just
okay,
saying,
yeah.
When you think dance teacher, you don't think, like, big money, honey. So there's something interesting. We'll see.
I'm just saying.
We'll see.
So we have our official Love Island couples, the original couples. And then we get some time with when they're exploring the villa. And from that into the next morning where they're kind of getting to know each other. So let's talk about kind of like where the these couples are at. Okay. But first, we got to take one more quick pause. So family, like I mentioned earlier, we are heading to New York for a few days, which is very exciting. But alas, flying makes me nauseous. Okay. I struggle with nausea. I always have. I get nauseous all the time from everything. But our next sponsor has been a game changer for me and for my family. So for a long time, I was looking into how to solve my nausea issue. And a few years ago, I found the answer in Relief Band. Oh my gosh, I am so grateful for Relief Band. I can't even tell you how much it's helped me over the last few years. Relief Band is the original anti-nausea wristband that quickly relieves and effectively prevents nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. And it's legitimately just a band that you wear around your wrist to give you relief from nausea. You can change the intensity depending on how you're feeling to make it stronger or weaker, which is a feature that I love. It's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy. It works quickly before or after symptoms start, and it has zero side effects. It's incredible.
Yeah, when Jess first started using it a few years back and was raving about it, I was a little skeptical, of course. But then one day I was feeling nauseous and I tried it and I was immediately wowed by how much it actually helped. And Relief Band isn't magic, it's science. Relief Band's technology was originally developed for hospitals before being sold to consumers. Relief Band is FDA approved, clinically proven, and recommended by doctors nationwide.
I mean, it's really the real deal, people. And personally, I love that I don't need to take any pills for Relief Band to work its magic. I'm about to rock it on the plane so I don't get that motion sickness. I used it 2 days ago when I was nauseous from anxiety and it helped me so much. I am genuinely obsessed with Relief Band. In fact, Relief Band has sold over 1 million devices and is backed by thousands of 4-star and above reviews, making it a trusted choice for fast-acting, natural nausea relief. So, if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea-free with Relief Band. Right now, we've got an exclusive offer just for your mom and dad listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code MOMDAD, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code MOMDAD for 20% off plus free shipping. Okay, so we have the couples getting to know each other a little bit. First, Olandria and Taylor they literally tickle me together. Mm-hmm. They are so funny. When he was talking about his type and he mentioned feet, and she's like, don't look at mine, they're swollen. Stop staring at my feet. And then he's like, it's crazy. One of my toes is black because one of the horses stepped on it and messed it up. And she goes, that's fungus. Yeah, and they were just back and forth.
They were very, I still can't tell, because then they were on the dock and they were talking about enchiladas and he like dabbed her up, and they're very cute, very funny together. Yes. Makes me smile. Now, the one thing, it's just whether it's romantic or not.
Yeah,
it's
the question are they besties for the restie? Yeah, they. I don't know if they're besties for the restie or if they're lovers.
That was my only question.
Now, she keeps talking about how he's like her own personal cowboy. He's like dream guy for her, and I can't imagine her not being a dream girl for somebody because I love her. Like, her energy is fantastic. Incredible and she's vibes. Really funny too. She also was the one when all the women sat together that she made the declaration. She's like, hey, I know we're here to try to find somebody, but I think the most important thing is that us as women are really honest with each other and that we communicate. Yeah. And I just, you know, I want to be good. Love her energy.
Big time.
The only ish is that Nicholas is interested. And also later, Olandria kissed Ace during the blindfolded
Olandria
kiss
loves
game.
A makeout. You could tell that.
She loves a makeout.
So it's going to be interesting because Olandria, I can't really read Olandria because it's like at first I thought she was super easy to read. She's like, you know, she seemed to be super into Taylor. I got my own personal cowboy. But she also seems here to like experience the experience.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and her making out with Ace too. Like, there's just a lot of like, whoa, okay, maybe we got a little bit. Maybe she's not as just like gonna find the guy and be stuck with him the whole time. Yes. Like I kind of maybe felt like.
So I wonder and I worry if she's having curiosities about Ace. Clearly, like her and Shelly were the first two people in there. They seemed to connect really fast right away. And Alandria was talking about wanting to be honest about like where the girls are at. So I'm hoping that honest communication does happen, then it's not yes. something that like something sneaky starts to right. happen. That's
It'll
my
be
only
interesting.
Concern.
It'll be interesting.
Now, from what I remember, she didn't kiss Nicholas, right?
That's
so
true.
Nicholas is interested in her.
Nicholas
kissed her, but she kissed Ace during exactly. the blindfold situation. So
we'll see.
I don't know if there's anything there for her with Nicholas, but Nicholas is definitely interested yes. in Alandria. I think a lot of the men are interested in sure, Alandria. Sure. She's going to be one during the games that the men are going to be right. like, you know, because she's stunning and she has a killer personality.
Yes. And she macks out too. She doesn't
she
kiss.
Macks, yes.
She macks.
She makes out, baby. It is a sensual experience. Yes. But I do think her and Taylor are so
I know. I just am
not,
I just am wondering
together.
If she's getting the kind of like sexual chemistry energy yeah. or if it's just besties.
They
so
might end
we'll
up
see.
Just becoming best friends and sticking with each other for a while, you know, just yeah. to kind of like have each other's backs mm-hmm. in it, if that's the
which
case.
Which you always love early
Which we
on.
Love. We love a good friendship in the villa. Yep. I love a good friendship in the villa.
Love it.
Love.
Oh, I love it.
But speaking of Nicholas.
Yeah.
Nicholas and Bella.
Yeah.
I'll be real with you, Evan. They make me uncomfy together.
I felt really uncomfortable.
They make me
I
uncomfy
sense
when
zero
they're together.
Chemistry. I sense him trying to kind of go like, how much longer is she going to do this? Like peck on the cheek energy. I hate to say it too. Look, listen, she's done nothing wrong. She seems very lovely, but I am like, is this whole thing a performance? This like overly nice thing.
I'm
not getting any sorts of like vulnerability or honesty. I'm getting zero personality. Like I don't like, it feels like she's doing this kind of like, yeah, amazing. Uh-huh. Yes. But I'm not getting any sort of like, who are you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we'll see if it's just cause she's nervous. She's a little out of her depth. Maybe she just is that person. I don't know, but I'm sensing that, Nick will get uninterested very fast.
I think
she's beautiful and he saw
yeah,
that and he's
going to
be like, yes. But I think after like one day, he's already going to be like, I wonder what's going on over there.
Yeah. The thing that's interesting with Bella, when you mention like, you know, just personality wise, again, she seems like an absolutely lovely
right.
woman. But she does seem, at least as of right now, a little more surfacey, where it's just like a lot of woo-hoos.
Just kind of one note.
Just woo-hoos and we got
yeah.
this and we're like, we love each other. Woo. If you're going to be someone in this villa who maybe is not going to participate in the physicality part of it.
Yes.
You gotta get deep.
Yes.
You gotta then really get to know people on an intimate level and an emotional level.
But you can't be kind of surface level and not physical.
Yeah.
Or else
so I could see that
yeah.
like it might be a situation where then people don't feel like they're really like connecting with her, even though again, obviously she's stunning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I agree.
But
everyone's stunning. So you kind of have
true.
To, you know.
That might be an issue.
Yep.
So Ace and Yulisa.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Ace and Yulisa, she is very into him.
Very into him.
She wants to lock it down.
She's giving a lot to the conversations, right? She's got a lot of like energy into the conversation.
Yes. Ace.
He's leaning back, which is the kind of universal sign of like, either let's hook up or I'm kind of losing energy here.
Well, Ace says in ITMs that he's not really feeling the chemistry with her.
Right.
And Ace is literally watching Shelly walk all
yes.
around that villa. He is watching Shelly. And
enough for them to
well,
have a moment later.
He ends up pulling her.
Yeah.
Shelly is then stuck with Austin, who is not her choice.
Yes.
But she's stuck with Austin. Austin's like declaring his love and trying to lock it down. And
yes.
God bless, Shelly's doing this whole like, Austin's a good looking guy.
Yep.
She's like, we have a lot to talk about.
She did a great job in this conversation because she kept it like, I'm still open. And she even said later when they were having a conversation, you know, maybe he's wearing on me. You know what I mean? Like, she's just kind of saying, I'm open to this thing. I'm not going to shut anybody down.
No.
But I also loved how she's sensing from Ace this kind of like, what's up, girl energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how she's obviously feeling the same way to him.
Yep.
But I love how she's kind of just keeping him known that like you're not my only option, you're not my only interest. Dude, Austin's actually pretty cool. I maybe didn't see him coming. Kind even dude, if that's not true, when, keeping him humble energy.
When Ace pulls Shelly and he's like, "Yeah, I couldn't talk to you because you were with your other guy the whole time," and she goes, "Can't complain." She's like, "It's that's been great." I mean, handled it like a textbook dating expert.
She also knows Ace because she knew this would drive him wild, because right after they had that conversation, he's like, "There's something about her, I'm obsessed," kind of energy. Yep. So she knows that he likes a little bit of a chase. You could tell.
And when she had the sit down with him, she, oh God, it literally, she handled it like a professional dating expert, where he was like, he was trying to get emotion out of her, being like, "So, you know, well, how did you feel about, like, you know, me and you, Lisa, like the kiss after you had chosen me?" And she goes, "Totally get it."
Yeah.
She's like, "Listen, we're all here to get to know each other, and we don't know each other anything, and we're all going to be kissing each other, and totally fine." And that was a pro move to not be like, well, because even if in her mind, you hear her in the ITMs being like, "Eh, he's got loose lips here, and I'm watching him, and I'm very attracted to him, but I also like, I'm keeping my eye on him and what's going on." But presenting to him this kind of like, "No, we're all good.
Laid back."
So she can,
not
like,
stressed about
what she's creating is she's legitimately creating an environment to watch him honestly. Mm-hmm. Because in a dating situation, if you all right off the bat say to him, "Well, I didn't like this," then you know he's going to change his behavior to appease you.
Yes.
But if you're just acting like calm, cool, collected, you get to actually watch his real choices and behavior as he moves about this villa. Mm-hmm. So she can watch him. But she's clearly very into him. She tells him that she's like, "Well, obviously, you know, there's a little something going on here." Their chemistry is thick.
Yes.
These two sitting together, in my opinion, by far have the most intense chemistry.
Yes.
Like, you literally feel it bubbling between them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
it's very palpable.
And it's clear that he'd prefer to be with Shelly over 100%,
Ulyssa, no question.
But he's also, and we'll talk about it in a moment, during the blindfold game, playing some games where he's wanting to kiss everybody.
Yes,
and correct. He knows it,
which is the way to do it. And I mean, knows, let's be honest, knows, that's the way to test the waters.
He knows that all the women are interested in him. Yes. Truly, like, I mean, I think like almost every woman in that villa is
a man is not interested when a man is in those positions where they have a lot of that power. That's when you really see who these guys are.
Yep. You get a true picture. Now, the other couple that's practically married at this point is Huda and Jeremiah. And we've talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean,
Jeremiah jumps all the way in. He's smitten, fawning over her. He's, you know, glued to her hip energy. Like, ready to leave the villa energy. And he even said, "I don't know what it is. I'm usually not like this. It might just be the environment, blah, blah, blah." But, you know, so that's the shocker, right? You're like, this guy is a 10 out of 10.
He was the shocker.
Seems smooth, seems totally cool, is kind of actually a little bubbly, a little nerdy, a little like silly, which is just a little shocking. And then you see him with her. He's just obsessed. Now, we all are kind of like, whoa, shock of the day. She also is like, I'm trying not to get in my head. Like, obviously, I like him a lot, but like, this is also kind of freaking me out because she's like, she's probably thinking the same thing. Like, well, this 10 out of 10 model should not be fawning over anybody. You know, you're like, he's cool, he's chilling. Yeah. He's like, no, he's like super, super obsessed with
me. Well, and Huda's a smart cookie. I really like her. She said to one of the other women, she said, "But you know, it is a red flag when a guy comes on so hard, so fast, because it is love bombing energy. So it is a red flag."
Right.
It's like, and so she's doing a really amazing job of like, you know, they're in bed that first night making out in the dark. She's doing a really great job of enjoying herself and getting to know him and being all flirty and cutesy, but also simultaneously keeping her head in the game. Mm-hmm. You gotta keep your head in the game. She's keeping her head in the game the entire time, being like, I have to be hyper aware of this, is this really him? Right. Is he playing a game? Is he love bombing me? What's going on?
Exactly.
So she's locked in right now. When they're having a conversation at one point, she even says to him, she's like, I want to check in with you that you're being honest about who you are as a person. He's like, I'm not normally like this. And he even said it to the guys. But even when he said it to the guys, when he's talking to the guys, and then Taylor was kind of riding him a little bit about the cheek kiss with Ulyssa. And Taylor's like, what was that about? And he's like, yeah, you know, I wanted to be respectful. And Taylor was kind of like, are you playing a game right now?
What are we doing here?
And then
one signs up for Love Island to be respectful.
And then Jeremiah was kind of like, well, you know, I'm thinking through what's going on. And I feel like Taylor's kind of like trying to dig a little bit with Jeremiah. It's like, are we getting everything? Or are you trying to play a game to the audience, to America, to look a certain way?
Yeah.
But he's saying, you know, they're like, we have so much in common. I'm not usually like this. They're talking about where they live, finances, whatever. He finds out she's got two bedrooms.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's your other bedroom for? And she goes, I'll tell you later. And he's like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? It's like that meme of Jennifer Lawrence on Hot Ones. She goes, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What do you mean? What? Daddy had a full response like that. And he's like, my mind's going to go crazy. And she's like, I'll tell you later. I appreciated that he let her sit in that. And he's like, it's okay. It's okay. We can talk about it later. I'm assuming he thinks she still lives with a boyfriend and maybe she's about to drop that tea on him.
But it was also a weird question to ask. Like, what do you do with the second room?
That was a very weird question.
I would have never thought to ask
it's
that.
It's funny that you say that because I found that to be an odd question too.
I don't know. He's have another room. Like, I don't know. Maybe he was wondering if there's like a roommate. You know,
but she said I live alone.
That's true.
She said I don't have a roommate.
So he's just curious, like, why do you have two rooms?
It was a strange. It's like, I guess maybe do you have your office in there?
Yeah, I guess if you're talking for hours,
true.
You know, that kind of stuff might come
true.
Up.
True, but yeah, he's a big question mark energy to me, family, because
he's either going
to
be amazing
simultaneously,
or a disaster.
Literally like giddy and obsessed because he's so cute and so obsessed with her. But I'm also very wary.
I like that she's wary. I like that she's not falling for it.
I like that Hoda is like, has the guard up right now and is like, but I fear that like she's going to let it down. And especially if she decides to share with him that she is a mom. And let's just say he reacts really well and is excited. And if he's not really being himself and this is a love bombing
tendency.
She's
very smart to wait on all this.
But if she does, then I fear that she's going to get locked in with him and he's going to break her heart. Because I really like her a lot. Oof. Okay. So nighttime comes towards the end of the episode. Ariana enters the villa once again. Ace is like, damn, she looks good.
Yeah, he like slipped with that.
Ace, you know,
Ace is always on the prowl.
I'm watching you, Ace. I'm aware.
He's on the prowl.
So Ariana's like, okay, we're going to give people an opportunity to make a play for anyone else that they're interested in that they're not coupled up with, but you get to do it in secret. So everyone sits in a circle and puts a blindfold on, and she asks, is there anyone who's interested in kissing someone else? And the people who raise their hand then get to lift their blindfold, go and kiss that person, but that person has to keep a blindfold on, which I felt like is fantastic because it keeps it a mystery still. So the person who's getting kissed doesn't even know for sure whomst is kissing them.
Yes.
Right? So the people who want to kiss someone else, Ace, Olandria, Nicholas, and Shelley.
Yeah.
Nicholas kisses Olandria. Uh-huh. It is intense, but she does not know who it is. She's literally like, felt a little bit of hair under his face.
There's also so many makeouts. The main thing, I'll say this at the very end, but go ahead.
Okay. Then Shelley kisses Ace.
Yeah.
Ace is like, it feels familiar. Right. He knows it's Shelley. Olandria then kisses Ace,
yeah,
like
we
brought
see
it before,
that
and I'm a little shook. I don't know how to feel. I need time to
process. Smart though, she's
this.
Probably like, everyone seems to be really into this guy. I gotta try it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. This is a safe way to try it.
I gotta get a hold of those lips because
everyone's
seems
losing
to be
their mind
melting.
Over this guy. We gotta try it out.
But we'll see. I gotta process that. I gotta see what happens in these upcoming episodes. Ace then kisses Shelley, and I was like, okay, that's what
that
I thought was
coming. A mile away.
But then Ace kisses Hoda.
Yeah, I had to try that. He goes, you know what? I'm going to try. Oh, wait.
I screamed.
She never kissed him. Or no, did they kiss? I mean, I'm spacing for a second. Did they kiss in the original lineup?
Yes.
That's what I'm... So that's what was interesting to me. That's what I thought. Okay, so it's one thing. I think that all fair love and war when it comes to kissing someone new.
Right.
So Olandria kissing Ace, like, you know what?
Yeah.
Try it out.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da. But to go back to someone you already kissed says something.
You're right. I didn't think about that.
Right? To kiss someone again, to waste a turn on not kissing
a newbie,
a bunch of other people to try it all out. To kiss one you already kissed. Huh. That says something.
It means that he's interested.
It means he's interested.
Ace is walking a fine line. He's playing games right now.
He might get bit. We'll see.
He might get bit. So far, it's like he's super charming and everybody's super into him, but he might let the confidence of the fact that all the women are obsessed, it might get too big.
Yeah, I agree.
And he might end up getting a bit in the ass. But when Ace kisses Hoda, Jeremiah hears it. And Shelly also hears him moving in a different direction. She goes, I know that it was Ace that just kissed me. Yes. Now I heard him just walk over and kissing someone else. Yes. And she just goes, loose lips. So then, end of the episode, we have two new bombshells enter the villa.
And we have a Brit, and it feels so right. You have to have a Brit.
Oh,
and he, by the way, great accent, very attractive guy. And he's got the like Guy Ritchie accent.
It's Charlie.
Just like, you gotta have a guy from across the pond.
He goes, I'm tattooed, tans, and tones. Yeah, Charlie.
It's fucking odd, Charlie. I mean, it's like, he couldn't be more perfect.
Charlie looks like he does some underground boxing. He's giving some Peaky Blinders. He put a little cap on
and
him.
He's either gonna like the accent, or they're gonna be like, where are you from, Australia? You know what I mean? So we'll see if the accent helps.
I'm a sucker for that accent.
Oh, I know,
so
it worked for you. I'm just saying, I'm talking about these people.
So, Charlie, I mean, the fact that they have two bombshells first episode is giving me so many exciting feelings.
And so he goes around and makes out with everybody.
So it's Charlie and then Sierra, who is also stunning. Okay, she says in her ITMs, she goes, I'm down to take all your men.
Yeah. Now Sierra comes in. So Charlie goes around and makes out with everybody.
So he makes out with everybody. By the way, everyone then puts their blindfolds back on. Yes. And Ariana is like, okay, we're going to do something else. And everyone gets kissed.
By both.
They have no idea that the bombshells are in the villa.
Now he's crushing it too. He grabs the neck and hair a little bit and does a thing. Now the difference is,
Olandria smiled, by the way, big after he walked away from her. Yeah.
And then who's the new girl? I forgot her name already.
Oh, and Charlie gave Bella
a
kiss on the cheek.
So they're watching.
Which was such a smart move.
They're watching.
That was a game move.
Yep.
And then Sierra.
So Sierra goes to each guy. And when I tell you, she was watching and knew what to do, because she did the like grab the hands, put on the waist, grab the neck, make out.
Hand down the arm,
hand down the chest. At one point, I think put one of the guy's hands on her butt, like was just like massaging their shoulders. She put on a performance.
It was each kiss that she gave was a literal experience.
Completely incredible. So definitely, I guarantee you, one or two of the guys will be like, who was the last one? I gotta figure that
out. And by the way, full ass grab from Austin,
classic move.
She didn't put his hands there.
No,
he did the full,
he goes,
just
thank
just
you very much,
full ass grab. But also, first person she kisses is Jeremiah, and Jeremiah puts his hands on the ass too.
Yes.
So Mr. I'm going to do the kiss on the cheek when everyone's watching. All of a sudden, he gets maybe a little threatened because he hears Hoda kissing somebody and he's secretly ass grabbing.
Yes.
So just putting that out there. Okay. Yeah. Just putting that out there.
Also kind of gnarly to be the last person to get made out with in that circle. You know what I mean?
Like you just swap spit for six people.
And now you get everyone's. It's a little gnarly. I don't know. I was kind of thinking about it.
Lots of spit swapping. but the men are like vibing on Sierra's kisses. Nick says 10 out of 10 kiss or whoever that was. And when they take their blindfolds off, everyone's hot and bothered. Like they, like Charlie and Sierra, like gave them an experience.
They gave them an experience and left.
Their hair is all like disheveled. Yes. They're like, oh, what was that? And that's then when Ariana says, for now, no one has to know who kissed who. So, she says for now.
That
so you know that it's gonna end up getting exposed. Okay, at some point, at the worst opportunity, it's gonna be fantastic. But she's like, hey, who was kissed though? Everybody raised their hand. Who was kissed? Everyone raises their hand. Everyone's like, oh. She's like, by the way, last kisses were from the bombshells. And then the last moment is, she goes, put your blindfolds back on. And if any of you want to get to know one of the bombshells better after feeling that kiss, raise your hand, and we were left on a cliffhanger.
Which is awesome. I'm glad that they said the last one was a bombshell, because, you know, let's be real, too. You're going to kind of more remember your last one, unless one of the earlier ones was that iconic.
Yeah.
And the last one seemed to be pretty iconic with all the hands and stuff. So at least the guys will definitely be like,
I'm sorry. Charlie
both
looked like an incredible kisser, and the women looked thrilled. So I think pretty much everyone's going to raise their
hand. Quite a few people will be very interested in that.
Everyone's going to raise their hand. Love. I think the whole soaker circle is going to be like, me
obsessed.
Now we got a preview that looks like someone's already going into the hideaway.
Yep.
So
love.
I'm like, love. What is happening?
We
what is going down?
Sex in this. Sex, you know what I mean?
Sex.
People need to hook up.
I want it as wild as humanly possible up in here. And the fact that we've already getting bombshells episode one.
Make out action for episode one. Usually the first episode's kind of like after the
introductions. Yep.
You kind of like it chills. So the fact that they're like, there's a lot of interjection I really like.
Oh, fam. This season's going to be...
Because the hottest moments from these shows back in the day are when the host would come in and like fuck everything up. So
yeah.
The fact that we've already had like three of those things is amazing.
I'm so excited. Yes. I can't wait. I'm so excited to watch these upcoming episodes. So remember, family, tune in next week, next Wednesday, for probably episodes 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
And then Friday for 4, 5, and 6 and catching up to whatever we're having. And then, yeah, we'll go from there.
So on and so forth.
But we love you all.
We love you all. It's going to be so fun.
And
the show's so good.
So excited. All right.
Amazing. Love you all. See you next week.
Bye.